Washington Post article hurt a lot. I mean, it hurt a lot.
Louisiana leaders.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I recommend we call this the new San Antonio team the San Antonio looters.
It's a good segue. If you drive uptown, about every refrigerator graffiti, about every other block is an anti-Tom Benson message painted on a curb. Now, Paul Tagliabue said he wants the team here, and it's pretty clear Mr. Benson doesn't. Do you think he is poisoning the well, so to speak, so much that it will be difficult for them to come back and play here next year? And if they could come back and play here next year, where could they play?
You know, Mr. Benson is a tough negotiator. He's not really overly concerned about what other people think. And I just think he's put himself in a position where he pretty much is, he's going to have to leave. You know, who's going to buy his tickets? I'm not buying one. I'll tell you that. I'm not listening to him on the radio. I'm not doing anything with him. I think it's appalling. For a community to be on its knees, struggling to recover, and for him to be out there talking to other cities about moving because he has a legal out.
Why wouldn't it be a good thing, though, if he changed his mind and came back and bought the team?
Why wouldn't it be a good thing?
Would it not be a good thing?
I think the only out for him then is he's going to have to publicly and sign on in blood that the Saints are going to be here for the next 20 to 25 years, and this is what I need to stay. He's going to stop all this foolishness. We're talking other places. And then the community may embrace it. People love the Saints. I mean, it's been part of our culture and our community for 30-something years. And I just think it further hurts people as they try and struggle with this disaster. I mean, and that's why I came out so strong, because I'm just appalled. I keep thinking about all the tickets I've bought, all the Mondays that I've wasted being depressed after the Saints lost the game. And it just pisses me off. And that's why I'm saying, you know, if he wants to leave, God bless him. Let him leave. We need a new owner. They can't take our logo. They can't take our name. And then let's go for the Cleveland deal. When we get back on our feet, NFL, give us a franchise. We're the home of, you know, probably the city with the second most Super Bowls in the history of this, of the NFL. Everybody loves coming here for Super Bowls. But while we're on our knees struggling, they just awarded another Super Bowl to another city for 2010. I just think the NFL is being real insensitive. And I just think they could do so much better.
Can I just follow up real quick? You spoke to George Shen, who from what we've gathered remains committed to returning here if he can.
George Shen is a prince. I mean, he basically is saying, I'm coming back. And, you know, I really, and this guy is from Charlotte. Where is he from?
At first. Little town in North Carolina.
I mean, he's from Charlotte. He's saying, man, look, they gave us this place. The arena was damaged. We're going to play most of our games there. But as soon as we can get back in the state, we're going to be back. And I think they're going to schedule some games toward the end of their schedule up in Baton Rouge. That's what we should be hearing from the Saints. And we're not hearing that from the Saints. And, you know, I just don't get it. And look, Mr. Shen is in a very different position. I mean, he took on a tremendous amount of debt to buy out his partner. I mean, his financial situation is not as strong as Benson's is. And here's a guy from out of town that is saying, look, I understand what's going on in New Orleans. I'm coming back.